A dinosaur bone discovered in Montana apparently still contains some of the animal's blood vessels and other soft tissues. That's a big surprise to scientists. The bone came from an animal that died some 70 million years ago, and its tissues should be long gone by now. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the technique used to make this discovery could be used to find more ancient tissue from long-extinct animals.
What scientists believe they've got are tiny blood vessels, bone and blood cells, and maybe even proteins and DNA. All of this came from inside a fossilized thigh bone of a Tyrannosaurus rex dug up in a Montana wildlife refuge. Mary Schweitzer is one of the discoverers. She's a biologist at North Carolina State University.
The thing that was so fascinating for us was that the tissues from the dinosaur bone are still soft. They're transparent. They're flexible. Preservation to this extent has not been noted in dinosaurs before, so we're pretty excited about the find.
It was actually an accident that led to the discovery. The excavation was difficult. The bones were especially deep, and the site was remote. During the dig, excavators broke one of the dinosaur's thigh bones. That's not what paleontologists normally do. It gave Schweitzer the opportunity to try a new technique to remove minerals that had infiltrated the bone and look for tissue. What she found were actual blood vessels. When she looked more closely, she also found what appeared to be red blood cells and cell nuclei. The nuclei are where an organism's DNA resides. Jack Horner, the Montana State University paleontologist who ran the excavation, says some types of dinosaurs have very dense bone, which might have protected the soft tissue. Otherwise, though, he saw no special reason why tissue from this dinosaur lasted so long.
This isn't a really unique specimen. I think for other laboratories, I think they will start finding information like this if they start opening up their bones as well.
In fact, since the Montana discovery, Schweitzer has examined bones from four other T-Rex skeletons and from a large plant-eating dinosaur called a hadrosaur. She found what looked like intact vessels and bone cells. Up to now, what scientists knew about dinosaur tissue came from fossilized embryos or body parts, where the tissue has been entirely replaced by minerals, making a kind of cast. For Lawrence Whitmer, a paleontologist at Ohio University, having real tissue opens a door into another biological world.
Potentially, we can bring sort of the molecular biology and cell biology of dinosaurs up to the same kinds of standards, at least in a general sense, that we do to animals living today. That is something that we never thought possible before.
Whitmer says the dinosaur's cells and their nuclei are especially tantalizing.
If we can actually harvest the DNA from those cells, we'll be able to do a whole range of genetic approaches that allow us to understand more about the biology of these animals.
The discovery team published the findings in the latest issue of the journal Science. They aren't promising that the tissue will reveal anything soon. Schweitzer says, at the very least, though, the discovery overturns the idea that tissue cannot last millions of years. As to whether she'll be able to extract any intact DNA from this T-Rex, all she'll say is, we're doing a lot of stuff in the lab right now that looks promising. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.